I wonder, as we examine our hearts together, set aside for wishing, how many of us here can say, I rule my own spirit? Or how weak? How often do we? How are we? But that's not why you're here. Let's change the words. Let's rewrite the order of the morning prayer. Whenever two or three or 20 or 30 or 200 or 300 are gathered together to make whispered common, to sit in judgment upon the condition of a what? Yes, of a man of God. I said man of God, and I mean it. You all know that your pastor, your spiritual shepherd, is the descendant of a clergyman, the grandson of two bishops. But there were collateral branches to the family that went forth to brave dangers and who were scouts. Men with men's hearts, the wild and free hearts of men. They knew hunger and they fed their appetites. They fed their appetites, appetites that I have inherited. I defy you. Shannon defies you. Get out your tomahawks. Get out your scalping knife. Scalp me your scalping knife. Scalp me. I will not and cannot continue to conduct services in praise and worship of this angry, petulant old man in whom you believe. You turn your backs on the God of love and compassion and invented for yourself this cruel, genial delinquent who blames the world and all that it created for his own fault. Close your windows, close your doors, close your heart against the truth about God.
Don't love me.
I love nobody. I know it's practically impossible. You won't leave me alone.
I would too. I'll walk on glass. And I'll bleed to death with you.
Oh, no, you will. Do this. You will get out
no!
of my life. And out of my life. Tasmania. Yeah, bet you are.
As soon as I get back, I'm out of arrest. Molesting a minor, kidnapping, malicious damage to private property, indecent exposure. What?
Thank you. Mm-hmm.